Hi everyone, this is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus' ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Hello, my name is Marcy, and I'm part of the Sanction Love Ministry team. I would like to share with you a few thoughts today, and I suppose I would call them lessons from the winemaker. I've been noticing that in the natural world, I would say probably over the last 30 years, the emphasis on wine and wine culture has definitely been in broad view. I find it very interesting that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to the church about changing out the old wineskins and the dispensing of the new wine, which is really the fresh movement of the Holy Spirit to prepare the church, the bride, for the return of Jesus, our bridegroom. So I'm going to talk about some things that are found in the winemaking industry. And with those things, I would encourage you to tune in your ear and receive a lesson or two from the Holy Spirit. I find that Jesus, the Godhead, speaks to me often in current events. They speak to me often around food, and because I do love to cook and am a caterer, and so he speaks to me in my language. So I'm going to go ahead and share a few things, like I mentioned, about growing grapes and the process of making wine. And I'll let you and Holy Spirit come up with some of your own insights. First, let's talk about location. In the language of the wine industry, location is called terroir, and the meaning of that being the place where the wine comes from. Terroir is more than just soil. At its core, terroir encompasses all the factors that make the birthplace of a wine unique. This includes the soil composition, sun exposure, angle to the sun, climate, altitude, rainfall, slope of the hill, and so on. Could it be that the terroir of our hearts also brings unique characteristics to our wine? Many of us have lived in rocky soil. Hopefully, we have turned our face to the sun, the S-O-N, and hopefully we have allowed Father God to work our soil, and that we have received rain when needed. I'd like to tell you about a region in France that probably many of you have heard about, called the Bordeaux region. The foundation of this region is limestone. The soil structure is heavy in calcium. Its soil is made up of gravel and clay. Yet, in spite of all those things, some of the finest and most sought-after wines in the world come from this region. This region is divided into estates, and an old adage in Bordeaux is that the estates that have vines on slopes that can be seen, actually that can see the river, they are where the best wines out of the Bordeaux region are coming. These estates are called the classified estates. and they are definitely set apart. I find it interesting that the river in Scripture symbolizes God's life-giving presence. It is the key to fine wine. Next, the preparation of grapes for pressing and fermentation. The earliest method was referred to as whole cluster fermentation. It involved the entire cluster on the vine pressed with the feet or stone, strained and put into new wine skins. In modern winemaking, with the addition of automation, winemakers thought that removing the fruit from the stems would create a finer, clearer wine, and this process is known as destemming. As of late, there has been a swing back to whole cluster fermentation, the vine and the grapes together, crushed and fermented. I would like to share a quote with you from a winemaker regarding this process. Quote, "The weight and body of the finished wine can be enhanced. However, the most beneficial attribute is to increase the silkiness of the palate mouth feel and provide structure for long aging. The texture of whole cluster wines can have a soft, fine mouth feel, like it had been meticulously refined with good weight, softness, and breadth across the whole palate," unquote. I don't know about you, but this description brings to my mind the scripture, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." When Jesus has been through our pressing with us, what marvelous wine will be poured from our wineskin. When old methods would sometimes add the stems to already destemmed fruit, sometimes when they were trying to add those in after the process started, so they would add stems that were often green and unpleasant, herbaceous, bitter flavors would come into the wine. It was argued that it was better to add the whole cluster with the ripe brown stems to the ferment. This made me think of how many times I formulated a good plan and did the good works and added Jesus well into the process, perhaps not producing a wine that could compare to the one that had the vine in the whole process. I would like to just finish with this thought, and that is that the love of Jesus is so beautiful that he takes us through the whole process of our winemaking. He is with us as our fruit is forming on the vine and then carefully gathers us. He prepares our wineskin. And he tends to our old wineskin to prepare it for the new. He actually gets in the crushing with us. And then, the great, great joy of his heart when he gets to pour out this wine all over his bride.
Thank you for listening to the Sanctioned Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionedlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.